At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Talk is Jericho, baby. Talk is Jericho.
All right, welcome to Talk is Jericho. It's the pod of thunder and rock and roll and fish tanks. That's right, I got tanked. Not as in, I got so tanked, dude. I'm talking about Animal Planet's hit TV show Tanked with Wade King and Brett Raymer. Their new season starts this Friday, April 21st at 10, 9 Central on Animal Planet. And guess who the premiere episode is? That's right. The Jericho family. It's the Tank of Jericho. They came over to my house. They built the tank according to Ash, the fish expert's specifications. Cheyenne and Sierra, the literary expert's specifications. My wife Jessica joined in. Everybody had a little bit of a say in this amazing, wonderful tank, this fish tank. You know Ash, the fish expert, was going nuts about it. So Wade and Brett own and operate the company Acrylic Tank Manufacturing in Las Vegas. And over the last few years, they've become a aquarium builders to the stars. They create and install custom amazing tanks like the one in my house right now. And some of the stories you're going to hear coming up involve Kiss, Shaquille O'Neal, Betty White, Pete Rose, Tracy Morgan, even Marshawn Lynch. And like I said, their new season start this Friday with the season premiere of Tanked is Jericho with me. They built the tank of Jericho. Swim around, man. So let me tell you how I met Brett and Wade and how they ended up building and installing a custom tank at my house. All started a couple months ago or a year ago, whatever it was, when Titus O'Neil took a, enforced vacation from the WWE, shall I say. And we were watching him on Tanked. He had the guys come over and they did an episode of a fish tank for his house. And all these tanks that they do are custom made. So his was kind of like a... Florida Gators style tank. So I was watching it, and of course, you know, everyone who knows this show knows that my son Ash is a huge fish fan, has been since he was a little kid, watches Tanked, and I just thought it might be kind of cool to see if they could come over and do our tank. And Titus hooked us up. I had a couple calls with the production team, and we worked it out, and that's kind of how it all started. The last Monday Night Raw we had in Las Vegas, the Festival of Friendship, I actually went to Brett and Wade's factory, to their warehouse. We did a little bit of shooting there, and then they came to our house and filmed the whole kit and caboodle at our house. We went over to a restaurant in Clearwater that has a giant fish tank in it that they constructed. We went swimming in that tank. So there's a lot of cool stuff and a lot of fun, and I'm really excited for you guys to hear and see this show. It's a good showcase for them because they want to make it a big bang. So they put the best show on first, the best experience on first, and that was the experience they had at the Jericho House. So they built the Tank of Jericho, and they're going to show that on Friday on Tanked on Animal Planet, once again at 10 p.m. Eastern. So really, really cool stuff. You're going to hear all about it, all about the tank they did for us and the tank they did for all these other amazing, amazing celebrities. And they do great work. So speaking of great work, I saw someone else who does great work, which is Diamond Dallas Page, of course. How cool would it be to have a giant aquarium installed at the DDP Yoga Performance Center in Smyrna, Georgia, right? We're actually going to be filming a video there this week for the new Fozzy single. So that's what DDP has there in Smyrna. He's got a whole kind of compound that he does all his, he films all of his workouts in there. He has private classes, but it's more of a studio. It's a TV studio where he does everything. It's an amazing organization, and it fits because DDP is an amazing physical workout for you to do to get you in the best shape of your life mentally and physically. And you should think about starting the amazing DDP program, and not just because I'm telling you to, because it has ridiculous results, and I'm a living proof proof of that. Dallas has made it so easy for you to get on the path to healthier living. He's giving you everything you need with DDP Yoga. You got the actual workouts, which you can do anywhere from your smartphone or tableta, thanks to the DDP Yoga Now app. He's giving you nutrition tips, cooking tips, a way to track your progress. He's also loaded up his own brand of motivation that you can access anytime on the app. And right now, he's also giving you 30% off the DDP Yoga Now app and all DDPY related merch when you go to ddpyoga.com/Jericho. You guys have heard me talking about DDP DDP Yoga basically since I started this show. Yeah, Paige has been a great sponsor because I've been a great sponsor for him, because DDP Yoga really did work. It saved me from having back surgery. It still keeps me limber and fresh and clean, working a great match against Samoa Joe on Raw this week. I'm feeling great. And the only reason why my time in the WWE is coming to an end is because the Fozzy Tour, the Judas Rising Tour, is starting May 5th in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And I expect to be limber, jumping around the stage, singing better than I ever have because of DDP Yoga. I'm also going to be doing DDP Yoga myself during that tour because I can do it anywhere. I've got the app on my phone, so I can do the DDP Yoga on the bus, backstage at the venue, in the dressing room, in my hotel room, anywhere I want to do it. So I just open up the app and get to work. So take advantage of this deal that DDP is offering. 30% off the DDP Yoga Now app and all related merch at ddpyoga.com/Jericho. That's 30% off hats, t-shirts, yoga mats, heart monitors, so much more, all the swag. Just go to ddpyoga.com/Jericho. This is the biggest sale ever that the DDPY program has ever had. So jump in on it now. Get on the path to healthier living at the same time. Just go to ddpyoga.com/Jericho. ddpyoga.com/Jericho. Change your life today. I'm telling you right now. Get in the best physical and mental shape of your life and go do it now.
Talk is Jericho.
So we're here with Wade and Brett from Tanked, which is an amazing thing. So we're actually in my house right now, and you guys have put together this crazy tank, which I haven't seen yet. But you guys have made a career off of doing this, and I think it's such an amazing thing because it's such it's something no one's ever really done before as far as having a hit TV series based around making aquariums.
Yeah, it's definitely unique. I think it's something that we take pride in. You know, it's because we are the first to do it, and there's been other people that have tried to, you know, copy us, mm-hmm. and they've been unsuccessful. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's more than the fish tanks. I think it has to do with the show itself. It's very educational. You know, you got a lot of great banter between Wade and myself. And then at the end of the day,
you guys are really, really funny together. I mean, are you longtime friends?
No, I don't like him at all.
A longtime associates. Do you have to be together?
Listen, the whole key is if you build a beautiful aquarium, people are going to find you.
No, but I'm saying, but you guys, like, you guys, how long have you known each other?
20. God, it's 20. We've been in business together. We just 21 20, years, and so we probably know each other 23, 24.
So this
years.
Is not some kind of a television network thing where they found you two guys after auditions and put you together. You guys have done this for years before you actually started the
Correct.
Show.
Yeah, we built, you know, thousands of. We knew that we were funny, and we found the network.
That's how it worked, right?
That's how it works. Yeah, that's actually how it worked. We came up with the idea, the concept. And then we filmed it ourselves, and then we shopped it and pitched it to the network.
So you like you did the pilot on your own at first, sort of thing.
Well, yeah, he never worked. I yelled at him.
He doesn't work.
I know.
Wade, you do all the work, and he just sits around and makes these
little quips. He wanted to be famous. Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody, he's got two jobs. He tells everybody.
I do. I have two jobs. What? My first job is professional TV watching. See?
Can you believe that?
I'm great at it. Are you kidding me?
And you build aquariums.
He doesn't build any aquariums.
He doesn't do anything.
I always tell people I'm not lazy. I'm energy efficient.
All right. See, but the thing is, though, you guys got this great chemistry. So Wade, are you kind of the actual, when you guys come together to build a fish tank, are you doing the most of the designing and the thoughts and the thinking?
I do everything. He does nothing. He complains.
No. But he's like the mascot of the show then?
He's the mascot of complaining, yeah. You know the guy when you go to a hockey ring that runs around in a suit? That's
yeah.
him.
In the chicken suit or something?
That's okay. You know, I don't mind being the guy in the chicken suit.
Or a fish suit, let's
or
say.
Or the fish suit. I don't mind being the guy in the fish suit because everybody loves the guy in the fish suit.
You know what we should do? Put some sumo suits on. That's what we should do.
You know, being here in Tampa, we went to the Lightning game last night.
Right.
And, you know, Thunderbug is their thing.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Thunderbug, right?
All the kids want to talk to
Thunderbug. Brent went over and tripped
all them. The pretty girls want to see Thunderbug. But here's another thing, too, that I thought was really interesting. So, and we'll kind of talk about the whole history. But yesterday we were doing this tank, and then once we kind of do the initial shots, we go to Clearwater to the Rumfish Grill, very nice restaurant. There's a giant tank there that you guys built.
Correct.
And then we're going into the tank and doing, you know, snorkeling and getting kind of those type of shots. Do you guys do a lot of that sort of thing as well?
We're starting to now. But, mm-hmm. you know, you see, you wanted to see fish. Your son was with you. He wanted to see fish. You guys
Ask
got
the fish
tank.
Expert.
How incredible was that?
Amazing experience. Yeah.
How scared were you when that eel came
up? Well, I mean, the eel, I mean, I'm not going to, yeah, it's a giant 7-foot eel. I mean,
it's funny. We're on radio. People can see the smile on your face right now.
No, it's showbiz, hold on, baby. The world should know that he actually put his wetsuit on backwards.
Yeah, well, you know.
That was funny.
You're looking for good TV, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So have you guys done other things like that over the years?
Yeah, so we've actually built a tank in Marathon Key, Florida on the show where you can actually swim in it. On one side, there's a lot of fish, and there's a wall, an acrylic wall in between where you can actually stick food in and feed sharks that are on the other side.
What is it called? Aquarium Ventures?
It's called Aquarium Encounters, I believe.
Shout out to Aquarium Encounters.
That's right. It's in Marathon Key.
It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
But also, too, is Wade and I just shot a new pilot where we went to Dubai.
Okay.
And it's a video log of our trip, which consisted of us actually wrestling sand tiger sharks to actually help with their breeding program to help inseminate them. So, yeah, it's exactly. I know I see that face.
Sand tiger sharks, there's 440 species of sharks. It's one of the species that's going to be endangered soon, so they're learning more about it. Dubai's tank has the most in captivity, so they opened up a program that they're going to be, it's educational, they're learning more about the species so they can actually breed the species. It's incredible to do this, and it's helping out the environment.
So why are you guys in there wrestling the sharks?
Because you actually needed to get the male up and the female to get sperm and then inseminate and then put it back. You had to put the ultrasonic on it and test it and make sure it's the right time and everything. So you're learning more about the animal.
But this goes beyond just building fish tanks. Now you guys are getting into crocodile hunters type stuff where you're in the wilds.
Yeah.
What do they got there?
Big crocodile? They have the second largest crocodile in the world in captivity, 18 feet long. And you actually have to wear a harness in order to feed it because if you fall, you're done.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So the show has evolved. Yeah. I mean, when we first started the show, and it was a little bit different. And over time, it's evolved with celebrities. It's evolved with, as the show's gotten more popular, it's definitely, I guess, gotten better. We try to put as much education in as possible. So the new pilots are basically expanding on some of the stuff that we do all the time.
Yeah, because the show didn't originally start as the celebrity of the week. It was more of you guys just building aquariums for different companies and businesses and that sort of a thing. Was that the initial idea?
Well, the real initial idea was actually we wanted to change the industry. The industry wasn't doing so well, and we all came up with the idea of theming aquariums. Most aquariums out there, you just go to the store, you buy a glass tank, you put it in your house, and you set it up with some plants, and there you go.
Mm-hmm.
We came out with theming it. We took a car, we took a plane, we took a washer and dryer, we took a jukebox. Whatever it was, we took it, we themed that aquarium, and that's how everything just really started taking off. Celebrities loved it. A lot of people loved it. Companies loved it. Branding and all that stuff, and it just blew up.
Yeah, well, one of the things is it's a big family show, and a lot of celebrities have kids, and their kids wind up watching the show, and then the next thing you know is they're like, Mom, they hear the kids laughing, like, what are you guys laughing at? Come check this show out. And then all of a sudden, the parents are now hooked on the show, and you really don't understand how many, celebrities that we deal with are actually really big fans of the show. I mean, they tweet us. I mean, everybody from, Titus to Keisha Cole to different people have actually gone on to Twitter going, hey, we love you guys. We need an aquarium.
Oh, okay. So that's kind of how you get some business.
Yeah, so it's been coming. I mean, it's also become like a status symbol with athletes, You get this aquarium and then your buddy that's in the same team or the same genre as you comes over to your house and he sees the aquarium and he's like, oh my God, that's bad. I have to get one. But it's going to be better than that.
You know how it is too, especially in Hollywood. You guys have been experiencing this. Everyone's always like, well, who else is doing it? Who else is involved? And now you guys have a pretty big litany of legit A-list celebrities that have gotten your tanks done.
Yeah, I mean, I always say that we've had some of the best in every single genre. I mean, we've had television, we've had Betty White, baseball, we had Pete Rose,
mm-hmm.
Basketball, we had Shaquille O'Neal.
Wow.
Wrestling, we have you. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking about
Kiss.
Yeah, Kiss and rock and roll.
Tracy Morgan.
I mean, comedian.
Yeah.
We have some of the best. I mean, you're talking the top tier guys in pretty much a lot of different genres, and that's pretty exciting for Wade and I because there's not many shows that actually do that.
Well, and that's what I mean. Like, it's such a great idea because if you're talking about when you think about it on paper, and I want to talk about how did you guys get this sold because you're looking at an aquarium show. Okay, what does that really mean? But you guys have great chemistry and you really know what you're doing. Was it hard to sell it to Animal Planet?
No, Brett always turned around. It was kind of lucky, he says, because they were looking for a show at the time.
An aquarium show?
Yeah.
Well,
really?
I always tell – it's funny. Is Wade and I, we go to a lot of seminars and we do a lot of stuff. We talk to people. And, sometimes it is about being lucky and being at the right place at the right time, And we did create something that was pretty amazing, at least we thought. But we weren't sure if it was going to sell or not sell. I always hoped it would. I knew it would. I felt like it was going to. But then – you don't know what the other person's going to think. Well, they, Animal Planet, at the time that we were pitching the show about 8 years ago, was going through this kind of changeover. They were doing from like Meerkat was their main show. They had like Whale Wars and River Monsters, which is still there, but they didn't have that. It was Surprisingly Human. They changed over their term to Surprisingly Human. Mm-hmm. And it was more of a trend to transfer over to humans and with animals.
Well, that was their tagline, Surprisingly Human, for the end. Okay, gotcha.
Human, you know, and our show fit directly in that category. You know, obviously you got Wade and myself, we have Fish, and we're a reality show. So it fit right into that genre. And, you know, Knockwood, thank God, you know, our show's on Friday nights usually in the top ratings all the time.
That's crazy. Well, tell us about some of the great tanks that you've built. First of all, let's go before you started doing the celebrity tanks. Like, just, you mentioned the one the aquarium experience. We know the one at Rumfish. What are some of the other ones that you've built?
We did one that was actually pretty cool. It was for IBOC. It's a mega church in Dallas, Texas. It's on the borderline of Duncanville and Dallas. And that church, it was 70,000 gallons. It was the second largest panel transport in the United States. There's two tunnels that you walk underneath to get inside the church, which is pretty cool. It took 2.5 years to build, and it was $4.5 million.
Wow.
Yeah, it was an incredible
church. Has got some big money down there, right?
Who has more money than God?
That's right. That's right.
But, you know, we do anything. We do any size, any shape. We do zoos. We do exhibits. We do pools. That's, you know, you guys only see a little bit of just the aquariums. Mm-hmm. We do thermoforming, bending, and bonding. We do a lot with acrylic, you know. A lot of people just play with small quarter inch, half inch, 3/8. You know, we're playing with 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 inch. There's a lot of different things that we do. We thermoform it. We bond it. So we'll make stuff on site a lot of people don't do. Like Tracy Morgan, he wanted a 20-foot tank in his basement. Well, his door was only 38 inches, so we had to build this tank in pieces, disassemble it, then assemble it. That was very difficult. You know, we stayed over his house, we got all that done, then he wanted another tank. One thing just led to another. But, our, you know, we're only probably the company in the world that does beginning to end. The pumps, the stand, the interiors, the coral inserts, we ship, we install, and we do it anywhere in the world.
Talk is Jericho.
So let's talk about this. When this came up, thanks to Titus O'Neill, who kind of set me up through you guys. And there's a lot of calls. What kind of a tank would you like? And I got my kids involved because they're my, you know, all three of them love fish, etc. What are some of the? Is there certain requests that you just cannot do?
Well, you know, it's not that we can't do certain requests. Sometimes it has to do with monetary value.
That's what I mean, right?
Yeah, people don't realize they have these crazy ideas and these high hopes and these big dreams, but then when you hit them with the price tag, you're like, you know, maybe I need to rethink that a little bit.
They'll
like,
say, can we build it? And yeah. Our slogan is, if you can dream it, we can build it. And the thing is that we can build it. The budget might be $100,000. It might be $200,000 to build it. Then gotcha. We don't build it. But there's nothing that we can't build.
What are some of the ones that were just too grandiose for you to build budget-wise?
Well, not grandiose. It's just that the ideas are just ridiculous. I mean, we've had people call us up
unicorn,
and go.
Remember that one?
Yeah, we have. I want like a full unicorn. Like, you know, a unicorn tank. I'm like, well, we could put a unicorn inside there. No. I want the tank to be shaped like a unicorn. So
can,
that was one.
We
then
do that.
Yeah, yeah. But
it's just hours of more work and a lot of labor intense.
Lots of time.
A lot of this stuff has to be molded and poured, whereas we take acrylic and sheets. And actually, they come in flat sheets, and then we create things off of flat sheets. Mm. In order to do some of the casting, like, you know, acrylic, you actually have to make a mold and then pour the monomer and polymer in a liquid form into the mold and then let it harden and actually become acrylic. But I had somebody actually email me and go, I really want to make an aquarium of my son's head. I mean, you just get some people, like, it's the suggestions that they try. It's like, you know, it's just crazy. Or I want to put a tank in the floor of my trailer.
Right. Didn't you do somebody's head, though? Didn't somebody want to?
Howie Mandel.
Of course.
But we did the cutout on the wall and put it over the frame, so it looked like the cutout was his head, you know?
Was that Howie's idea?
That's Howie's idea.
So tell us about some of the other celebrity tanks that you've done.
We did Johnny Damon.
So what did you do for Johnny Damon?
We revealed the birth of his child.
The gender,
male, female. So we put two tanks in, one blue, one pink. And his wife, we knew what it was, but Johnny didn't. And Johnny had, what, four girls?
Yep, he had five girls.
Five girls and didn't have a boy. And then he had a boy and he didn't know, so it went back and forth and boom.
You made a tank in the shape of a penis?
Yeah. We also did DJ Ashbrook, which was cool.
Guns N' Roses guitar player?
Yeah.
Incredible. Good. Oh, man, he can play the guitar.
He's a great player.
Incredible.
Not only is he a great player, he's a good friend of ours. DJ lives in Vegas.
Vegas guy, yeah.
And he comes down to the shop, hangs out with us all the time. I speak to him on a regular basis. That's the great thing about our show. You know,
people watch our show and they feel like they know us because they watch our show. And we're the same exact guys. You can tell from watching the show that we're the same two guys on television.
Which is great. And that's why it works.
And people, it makes them feel, you know, comfortable with us. So when we come over to somebody's house, they feel like we're friends already before we even get there. And then once we get there and they're like, man, these guys are the same guys on TV. They're cool. We stay friends with a lot of our clients, believe it or not. I mean,
Marshawn Lynch calls him up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go out.
Yeah, he does. He's like in Vegas. He was in Vegas for when they were off. They had the off season 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, hits me up at like 3 a.m. I'm like, yo, what's up? He's like, man, I'm accidentally in Vegas. I'm like, you're accidentally in Vegas?
Got on the wrong
plane.
And
I'm like, where are you staying? He's like, I'm staying at the Red Rock. Now, keep in mind, the Red Rock's like off the strip.
Right.
Right. So I'm like, oh, you're on your break and you're staying at the Red Rock. He's like, yo, come out and meet me. I'm like, dude, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, man. I got to work, you know? But yeah, I mean, we literally
but that's cool
friends.
Though, right?
It's amazing. Cool. It really is. It's been amazing. The whole show itself, just the opportunity that it has brought for us, the things that we've done, you know, just like even WrestleMania. We were at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. And that's where I actually first met you in person, which was pretty awesome. We got to go backstage, you know, meet you guys. You know,
this is in Dallas.
This is in Dallas.
Was that through the fact that you guys were the guy from Tank?
From Titus.
Okay, gotcha. Right.
Right. So we met Joy Lynn, you know, who's obviously
marketing. She's a PR girl, marketing girl,
girl. And she basically was like, we'd love to have you guys at WrestleMania. We're like, that's awesome. So they took us. We met her. They brought us backstage. They picked us up at the airport. I mean, they gave us the royal VIP treatment. We've gone on the field at Texas Ranger Stadium. We've been to the Bulls locker room.
What about when we were sitting in the office, all of a sudden we hear the motorcycles pull up? Who was it?
Steven Tyler.
Boom, he pulls up outside our shop, walks in, there's Steven Tyler. He's like, I want you guys to build my coral insert for my tank.
Michael Crabtree walked in a few months ago. I mean, we just have the craziest people that just come to Vegas and they just show up at our shop.
But the one with Tyler you were telling me is that you got the tank made, but then he wasn't allowed to appear on the show?
Well, what it was, I think he wanted to appear, but he has a certain budget that, you know, that that his manager wants to spend.
Because a lot of people, getting a tank here, I mean, I'm not even going to ask what this tank cost. So there's still people that want the tank and want to get paid.
Oh, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, when you get the real big high A celebrities, you know, they want the tank for free. And plus, you know, it's ad sales. It gets onto the show. A lot more people are going to viewership. And then if someone's advertising on that, they, you know, get more viewership. They have to pay more for that.
Right.
So everybody, it's all about the dollar for that.
Of course.
Part. But Steven Tyler didn't care about any of that. He wanted one of our tanks. So he called us for one of our guys to go to Maui. We put a cylinder part in, polished it and cleaned it, put a coral insert in his tank. And his beautiful house, now he's got one of our beautiful inserts in his tank.
And you know, it was really funny is that Steven came in and we wanted him to be on the show, and then once his attorney started talking money, we found out that he was way above the budget where he wanted to be.
Right.
I charged him double.
He always wins. See, but that's how you start learning, right? You get that. So tell me about you guys had Kiss on the show.
Kiss, Shaq.
But let's start with the Kiss.
Amazing.
The Kiss tank.
Yeah, amazing. We did a Kiss
Gene
tank.
Simmons
Kiss
met
tank.
Him, man.
Yeah, cool.
But
what do they want it for?
Inside, they have a Kiss mini golf course in Las Vegas.
Vegas, yeah.
And yeah, I think they have a couple of them. So we put an aquarium in there, and it looked like a huge like set from actually a concert with speakers around it, and we had the Kiss logo on the inside.
Yeah, we had to make the Kiss KISS exact. We had LED lights, and the lights actually beat it to the music. So as the music went, I think there was
in the water though.
Correct. There was 300 or 400 LEDs. That actually it was hooked up to one of those systems that when it hit the bass, the lights would beat a certain thing.
But how can you put that in water?
It's waterproof stuff.
Yeah, waterproof. Wow. LEDs, waterproof, no problem.
So that goes in there, no problems at all.
But it was so amazing, you know, just growing up with those guys, you know, painting my face like them.
Sure.
Yeah, New Yorkers. Painting my face like those guys, you know, at Halloween party when I was 20. And then actually being there, you know, meeting them in person, no makeup, you know, because many years you didn't know what these guys looked like.
Right.
Now you're just standing next to them, just hanging out with Gene and hanging out with, you know, Paul was there. And I mean, it was just a really, really great experience.
We made everyone dress up with the boots and the whole outfit.
The general.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. It was funny.
Yeah. Do you guys ever meet somebody where you're a little bit starstruck? Besides me, of course, Brett.
I don't know. You know what? I don't know if it's starstruck because I've come to the reality that you're just like me.
That's right.
You know, there's no difference. You know, I'm a lot better looking, but other than that, you're just like me. But no,
and totally delusional or high.
I've come to the conclusion that seriously, like celebrities, I mean, they're no different than us.
Sure.
You know, and when I meet somebody, we're sitting here talking. It's just like I'm talking to my buddy. So there's people I like to meet. Like it's exciting to come to meet you, and it's exciting to go meet some of these people. But I don't think there's ever a bit of like starstruck.
Once you realize that, like you mentioned, once you get over that wave of, oh my gosh, it's Paul Stanley or Arnold Schwarzenegger or whoever it may be, we're just dudes, right?
Yeah.
And either you get along or some guys you don't really get along with, but it's not about the celebrity thing. Most everybody's just happy to have you guys involved, I would imagine.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're the same way. You know, it's funny. We talk about this all the time, Wade and I. We used to go to people's houses before we had the TV show, and they would turn around to us, and they'd be like, look, guys, it's 3 o'clock right now. My husband's going to be home at 7. I need you guys gone by 7 o'clock.
Fill the tank up. Make sure it's all done. And you're gone. Out of here.
So now we come to the house. They're like, look, my husband will be home at 7, but that's fine. If you need me to take the stuff out of my bedroom and you guys need to stay a couple of nights, you can sleep on our bed. We'll sleep in the – you know, it's like they totally – like now is that you have a show.
Right.
It's like, you know, come on in, stay the night, you know, spend – it's fun though, but we really enjoy making the show.
What's been the most challenging tank to make? And I know, Wade, you'll probably say, none of them. I can do them all. But, I mean, I'm sure there's some that you really have to think about.
You know, there's so many things that go into it a lot of people don't realize. You know, some of the tanks on different floors, the engineering, the weight, some of the filters, the friction loss, depends where the pumps go, the electrical, getting them in. Sometimes they can be on the 30th floor, the support for them. It really depends. Like, you know, believe it or not, putting something like in Tracy Morgan's basement.
That's challenging, yeah.
Very challenging. Doing the church, very challenging. We did a tank in Scotland. It was 4 stories tall. Getting the tube and shipped and going across country, overseas, you know, something like that, that's challenging. There's always a little part, even those little ones. I mean, it's some of them are just so challenging, even just to get the lighting in it or just to get the power to it. And, you know, you got to make sure it runs, you know, efficiently for the fish. The fish are number one. If that thing doesn't run right, the fish don't go in.
Because people don't think about that. I mean, I'm sure there's certain times, I think even with my kids, they want this type of fish and that type of fish and this type of fish. You guys automatically know that these aren't going to cohabitate.
Compatibility is very important. You don't want one fish hurting another fish. You got to watch that. It's like, you know, it's the same thing. You're not going to, you know, put two guys in a ring that you know one's going to destroy the other guy.
Right,
it's just not fair.
Don't have the compatibility.
It's just not a fair thing. And we know a lot of fish. We're experienced in a lot of areas, and we try to teach them and educate them. They ask us. We tell them. You know, some people go and do their own thing, and we, you know, they learn on their own, but we try to tell everybody this is the safest and best way. There's certain animals that shouldn't even go into the tank. You know, there's 440 species of shark. You're not going to get a great white and put them in a tank. You're not going to put a selfin or a marlin. They swim too fast. They can't even live in captivity.
Do you get people that want that once in a while?
Correct. And you have to educate them and tell them
It's not good for the fish.
Correct.
Right.
Were you guys big fans of fish and that sort of thing when you were kids?
Yeah, my stepbrother got me into it. He, growing up as a kid, he always had fish tanks. So I didn't have to take care of it. I was just able to enjoy it. And then I started back again when I met Wade.
Yeah. So let's talk about a little bit more, like, for example, like I know I haven't seen my tank yet, but when this airs, obviously, we're going to know about it. So when you're talking about doing the Jericho tank, what were some of the things that you had to do that were challenging for it?
Well, I think, you know, there were certain items that your kids wanted inside the aquarium. The thing that's challenging with our show is everything's a one-off. You know, we don't make duplicates.
Everything is one off.
We make it one time, and that's pretty much it. So the list of Jericho and, you know, the things that you've asked for.
The tank of Jericho.
Right. Guess what? We never made that before. So our team has to create and come up with something that's going to be Chris Jericho worthy. I mean, at the end of the day, if I make something that doesn't represent you and I'm putting it in your house, you're not going to be a satisfied client. So we have to make sure that whatever we do is going to be as close as possible
to what you have
and what you want. And we've really never done it before.
Now, what goes into that is, don't forget the size of the tank, the structure that holds it, filtration. Now you have to service it, take care of it. You have lighting, all the stuff that Brett's talking about to go in the aquarium. You have to make sure it's fish safe. So there's it's hundreds of little challenges that you have to incorporate to make sure that it's worthy and, you know, you put your final stamp on it.
Well, especially when you guys have, and I'm not sure what the normal shooting schedule, but here you guys were here for 2 days. We might do a third if you run out of time. Is that pretty much the standard, 2 or 3 days, bang, bang, in and out?
Yeah, pretty much. It depends on the size of the aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's been times where we've probably gone up to about 5 days. But sometimes we try to get 2 installs done if we're in Florida and we have 2 in the same area. So we'll go bounce back and forth. But it really determines on, you know, number one, how are we getting it into the building? Whether it's being craned in, forklift in, whether it's just going to be able to be pushed in, all that determines days. But I would say your standard time average for most aquariums, we're looking at about 2 days.
Because, dude, when I showed up today, I dropped my kids off of school. I came back. My driveway was filled. Looked like there was a construction site going on. There was trucks and there was U-Hauls and there was a forklift cherry picker type thing. What is that for? Why would you have a forklift?
Well, what happens is we have to go cross country. So the tank itself weighs, you know, a good penny. And then
that gets built at your shop in Vegas.
Correct. And then we have the steel stand with all the equipment. And then the water has to be shipped here. We use natural seawater.
Even the water?
Yeah. We don't use the water out of your tap or anything like that. We want to make sure that...
I guess not, right?
Some areas, you know, a lot of people don't realize the water that comes out of the faucet could be city water. It could be high in chlorine and fluoride. It's good for humans, but...
Kill the fish.
Correct.
Right.
So we bring our own water in. We touch the pH that the fish come in, and we got to make sure everything's perfect. So we acclimate the fish, make sure that's all stabilized. So we need the equipment to move the stuff around. We have to get in and out as fast as possible, and we want to make sure that nothing holds us up. So we pre-plan everything. Sometimes you have a month of planning, you know, going back and
forth. We've been working on this since November, I believe.
Correct.
Yeah, you know, talking with everything.
We needed power. We had to make sure everything was okay.
Even stuff like that, right.
Getting it in, sometimes it can. Someone has a tank they want in the house. How do you get it in?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so sometimes you got to rip walls down, doors. You know?
We were lucky because we had the double doors, French doors that open. Because I remember seeing that Tracy Morgan one, you know.
Well, Brett's been here multiple times before, so he knew the room and size and everything.
Well, he was stalking my house. Yeah. He was like, looking through the windows and stuff. Tell us about Shaq's aquarium.
Shaq has two aquariums, actually. One, we turned the Shaq's nickname is Diesel, Shaq Diesel, and we turned the front end of a diesel truck into an aquarium for Shaquille. And then the second aquarium, we did a hookah aquarium it's an Egyptian style. You can actually hookah from the aquarium. You're not using the water from it. Smoking hookah. There's three hookahs that are set up on the outside that look like sphinxes.
Uh-huh.
And you can actually sit in front of the tank and hookah right in front of the aquarium.
Yeah, he gave us a whole room to do. He says, you know what? You guys can build a tank. You can do this whole room. So we themed the whole room for him.
Okay.
And we put the tank in the center of the room, and he wanted one fish, which is a large grouper. It's actually a Goliath grouper, and he can get bigger than
those
us.
Are huge, yeah.
And we got one pretty big and put it in his tank. Well, actually, I'll grow. It'd have to go to one of the local aquariums when it gets bigger.
Okay,
it's a pretty big guy.
So, and tell me some more. Like, I know, like, over the last couple seasons, especially, it's been a lot like a celebrity every show now.
Yeah,
that's kind of the new theory. So, tell us some of the other ones that you've done.
Dwight Howard,
yeah. So Dwight Howard, great guy. You know, we're actually getting ready to do another one for Dwight this year. In that episode, I pranked Dwight pretty good. You know, we're pretty good pranksters. Dwight's also a prankster, and I'm really, really afraid of snakes. And Dwight, I'm truly afraid of
like
snakes.
Like I'm afraid of eels.
There you go, exactly. So, well, I told you there was a reason why I didn't get in that tank, right? So Dwight put a king cobra, fake king cobra that looked really real, inside of his closet, and he told us that it, like, one of his snakes got loose. And I'm looking through his closet and, like, checking something out. He's like, hey, check that out. And I went to check it out, and the thing, like, kind of jumped out at me, and he scared me, so he thought it was funny. So Dwight has a beautiful home in Houston, and when you walk into your entryway, you usually have a beautiful entry table. There's a nice piece of flowers, or there's usually something awesome on there. Well, Dwight has a Lego figure of himself from the chest up.
Was he on
Ellen DeGeneres? So Ellen had this Lego figure of Dwight Howard that he made, and I'm like, Dwight, why do you have this thing sitting here, like, right in the middle of your front table? He's like, are you kidding me? He's like, that's my favorite thing in the entire house. He goes, if anything happens to that, he goes, I'd be sad. He goes, I want people to see that when I walk in. I really like it. So I don't tell anybody. I come up with this idea to basically take Dwight's Lego head, turn it on the floor. I sent the PA out to the store to get brown, blue, and white Legos.
To match it.
And I threw the Legos all over the floor, and I turned his face upside down. And Wade walks in, and he sees all these pieces all over the floor. And Wade's like, oh, my God, dude, what'd you do? And I'm like, dude, it's a prank. It's a prank. Don't worry. Watch this. So I take the bag of Legos, and I slam it on the floor. And I go, oh my God, I'm so sorry. He's going to kill me. Oh, my God, Wade, he's going to kill me.
He wakes up.
And he comes out
with slippers
and looks down and he sees the Legos on the floor.
Man, he's on fire.
My God, if you would have seen the look on his face, like, he was like, oh my God, like, you just, like, literally cracked my favorite thing.
Oh, yeah.
Then I picked it up and I showed him that it was fake, and he was laughing. So we're going back. I'm expecting Dwight to have
something's
going to
happen.
Sure.
It was kind of, you know, we also did Marshawn Lynch, and we went bowling. Me and him haven't bowled in years or whatever. So Marshawn goes all the time. He bought a new ball. We beat him. Mm.
He was so mad. He gave the ball.
Me his bowling ball. He just bought it that day. He bought it and he bought. He had a terrible game. He's like, you know what? You can keep this, man. I don't want that ball.
We were bowling strikes and stuff.
See, this must be kind of the fun of it. Like, even, you know, okay, building the tanks is one thing, but yesterday, you know, we go swimming in your tank and you're bowling with Marshawn and you're doing all this stuff. That must be kind of fun. The meat of the show and the fun of it for you guys. The building of the tank is the work. It's the hang part that's the fun.
Absolutely, that's fun for us, and it's also. It's really fun for the fans. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because
they can see your true people.
It humanizes, right. It's, yeah. But it also it seems like regular people.
That's right.
You know, look what they we did. Look what we did yesterday for you and your son.
Sure,
that's something that you might have done, and you might not have ever done.
And your whole family, like your whole people, your whole crowd, your entourage that watches you doesn't know that part of you.
They're gonna love it.
Yeah, they don't see you with your son. They don't see any of that.
Right.
So you now all your friends and all your wrestler buddies that are gonna watch the episode, they're gonna be like. Oh, wow. That was a really awesome experience for you and your family. You
see
got to dive
and the
see.
Coin.
Absolutely.
Wow. Right.
Brett wore his jacket.
Only guy to ever wear one of the Jericho light up jackets.
I am
you,
excited.
Brett.
I'm pumped up, dude.
I think you're the only one as small as Jericho.
Talk is Jericho.
So, I mean, obviously, too, like when you're doing a TV show, and we pretty much straightforward reality show, and obviously, you do a couple takes sometimes. Obviously, I know that you want certain things. It's going to make for a better show if guy does this, this, or this. Was there other people that you came in contact with that you're like, oh, this guy's going to be great? Other people kind of a little bit more laid back. I mean, when you go to a guy like Tracy Morgan's house, is he on?
Yes.
Does he know it's TV?
Absolutely.
He's beyond on.
He's giving it to you.
Yeah.
Right.
It's, you know what? That's what he does. Even like, you know, you got Jeff Dunham. You have Gabriel Iglesias. You got all the...
Oh, Gabriel's great, man. Tell me about his...
Well, one of the things you got to understand, someone like yourself, someone like these guys, you're a professional. Mm-hmm. This is what you do. I mean, you are a wrestler, but you're also a showman. Mm-hmm. You're really good at it, okay? So having you on our show, for you, you're a natural. There are athletes and guys that we have on our show that aren't naturals. They're not. Right. They never do this. Right. So
they're naturals at playing basketball, football, mm-hmm. but they're not naturals being on TV.
Sure,
and that's
sure.
That's a different world. Sometimes it's challenging,
dude. It's just like a podcast. There's certain people that you have on because of the name value, but as soon as you start rolling, it's like, ooh, this is going to be a long, 45 minutes. And there's other guys that go on. William Shatner, you've only got 30 minutes with William, and then 75 minutes later, I'm like, don't you have to go somewhere? He's
yeah.
Like, well, I think so, but I'm talking, damn it. But I mean, those must be the people that you show up, you go, oh, this is going to be such a great show.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, yeah. It is. And you know, the more the show has more value when the client wants to be there. Mm-hmm. You know, it makes the show a much better show. We've had a couple of clients that, you know, did it. They wanted the aquarium, but I don't think they really wanted to be there.
Gotcha.
I won't mention any names.
No,
but
you don't have to.
At the end of the day, it's so much more enjoyable, and it makes our job so much easier when you have people like yourself, and you have people like Tracy, and you have people that are professional.
Even like Sherry Shepherd, she bugged out when she saw us. I mean, it was incredible.
Right.
She's
a professional.
Yeah.
You know, that's what she does.
She has her own wig line. You know. She sells wigs. She brushed her house every time wigs. She was so happy we were there.
And you get some people that, you know, do the show but haven't really – they're not huge fans, and mm-hmm. they've watched it a couple times, and maybe they just they've gotten on for whatever the reason is. And then Wade and Brett come over, and then, like, all of a sudden they're like, wow, these guys are cool, man. We got to get into this. And then they're like –
I think that was like Tiger.
Remember? Yeah.
Tiger.
Kylie Jenner's – boyfriend.
Rapper.
Yeah, I didn't think he was really into it at first. And then once we got into it and we brought the tank in over and then he started hanging out with us, man, it was just like another world.
Well, they probably don't know. Like you said, he might just think of these guys like the technicians that screw the light bulbs in. Then they realize, wait a second, you guys are legit hosts of a hit show. To have 12 seasons of a show, has it been 12?
No, seven.
Seven seasons of a show.
Yeah. 120
you start
plus
getting,
episodes.
I mean, that's huge, man. That's syndication type stuff. You get 100 episodes.
Yeah.
You guys have to be good at it. To get that far along the line, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's the one thing that I always talk to Wade, I really believe that our show, I mean, it's kind of like wrestling in a way, because you know what? Wrestling, you grow with it. It's mm-hmm. not something – I've been watching wrestling like we talked about before. My dad took me to the Garden, you know, and we watched Bob Backlund and Superstar Billy Graham and, you know, Mr. Fuji and Saito. I mean, I could go on and on and on. And now today, you know, I've watched The Rock and I watch Goldberg and I watch you. And, you know, over the years, I've grown with you guys. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with our show. You know, you watch our show. We're not a cartoon. When your son is, you know, 17 or 18 or 19, he's not going to get sick of Brett and Wade. He's still going to love fish. He's still going to grow with the show. So I'm a firm believer that this show's going to go away when Wade and Brett really want it to go away. Mm-hmm. Because people grow with the show. It's educational. It's funny. It has, you know, great value as far as building. It just has a lot of components and celebrity value. You know, I always tell people there's not one television show on television, except for maybe talk shows, that bring more A-listers to the game than Tanked.
Mm-hmm. Do you like it too? Like we were kind of busting each other's balls yesterday. You can tell New York guys, you know, Canadian guys. That must be kind of fun for you too, because a lot of times there's always that level of like, well, you can't be too mean to these guys. Or...
You know, it's funny. It's so funny when you say that, because my humor sometimes, it's us being us, you know, and having fun.
And put people off a little bit sometimes.
And ragging on people a tad bit, you know, yeah. To a point. Some people you get a little tentative because you're not sure if you don't know.
Personality.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like we met, it's different with you. You came to Vegas. We met you first.
Mm-hmm.
We did a little scene before. Actually, it doesn't usually happen that way.
I was super hungover that day. Before. We had flown in from Alaska the night before. And I had to get up going, I got to go to Tanked, man. I better get up.
You came with the IV in your arm.
Yeah, big giant glasses on, sunglasses.
And, you know, so sometimes we get guys like you where we meet up front. Well, we come to someone's house and we don't really get a chance to meet them like right away. So you're a little hesitant with some of your jokes or some of the things that you want to say, you know, beforehand. You don't know how they're going to react.
Right.
But we gauge it. We work it, put the jokes in, and if it doesn't work, then you kind of just feel it out as you go along. But mostly everybody, like obviously, you know, we're not cracking jokes with Betty White, you know, like, I mean, or on Betty White, you know, I mean, obviously there's certain things you have to have respect.
But I bet you with her though, she'd like 95 years of doing this, I bet you if you kind of did the right way, she'd go, these guys are pretty cool. You know what I mean?
I agree.
She liked this.
She liked this. Yeah. I mean, it was really fun.
What kind of a tank did she want?
We did a Noah's Ark for her.
Oh, wow.
Actually donated to an animal place that actually does testing on dogs and stuff, mm-hmm. like that, and help, you know, the animal shelter and stuff. What was it called?
Oh, the foundation. It was in Colorado. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head.
You did kind of an animal themed tank for her.
We did a Noah's Ark theme, and we did all the different animals. So it was pretty cool.
How was she? Was she?
She was incredible, man.
Vibrant and
you know what?
Happy.
Just to grow up in your whole life and see her on TV, and all of a sudden now we're doing a tank for her. It was cool.
She just kept saying, "Oh my God, how beautiful!"
Yeah.
How beautiful!
She loved all the fish and just
Just quickly, the recent episode I saw was Tracy Morgan, who I'm a big fan of, but he wanted kind of a Jaws themed tank with the actual cut off eaten leg.
Yeah.
And then, so, what do you think when you hear something like that?
It was kind of strange at first, but you know. Our slogan is, if you could dream it, we could build it. You know, I'm not one to judge. We want to make you whatever you want. His money is green like the next guy. So.
Was it your leg or was it your leg, Wade? Or was it
no, what we
I think it was my arm and your leg.
Is that what it was? Did we cast it? Yeah.
We casted both of them.
Yeah, remember you guys left me in the shop? Was that when you guys casted my leg that time?
Yeah. I did the arm, we cut out, and you fell asleep.
Yeah.
So once again, you've never done a cut-off arm before. Do you have to call a special effects guy, or do you just use your own guys to do it?
We got a good prop guy now. Mm. Denny works with us. We also have in-house. We got Brandon and Redneck. Over the years, you know, the stuff we also learn now that we like to do everything in-house so we can control the timing of it. When you're filming and you have a celebrity and it's their time, and to mix those two together is very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Traveling and filming and a celebrity time, put those three together and the family and running a business, it's the toughest thing. But put it all together, and then,
you got it, right? So another thing you guys have been doing a lot of, we spoke about this a little bit, is doing a lot of personal appearances now. You go to home shows and you go, like when we went to the Rumfish, it's like you guys were the celebrities of the day. Your show's playing on the screens. They got cutouts of you guys going, how are you? Like you guys are probably now getting all of this fame from the show, from all these other people at the home shows and all that stuff. How's that for you guys?
It's good. It's fun. You know, it's good to give back. You know, believe it or not, we got back from Scranton, Pennsylvania. I mean, we were in the middle of we were in Augusta, Georgia last weekend. The weekend before that, we were in Corpus Christi. So we go to a lot of these small towns. We do a lot of these home shows. We work with these guys from Show Technology. But you know what? Thousands of people come to see us, and it's great because you know what? They watch television, and I don't think they ever would think that they get the chance to meet Brett and Wade, you know? And when they come there, taking photos and just...
Yeah, a lot of parents surprise the kids. Like, we're going to the home show today, and they're not telling the kids. Then the kids are walking in, and all of a sudden they see us. They start screaming.
Crying,
screaming. Yeah, and coming, oh, my God. And like this last one, this little girl... Not a little girl, but she's twins with her and her sister.
Right.
Her sister loves the show a lot, and they watch it all together as a family. And she brought her sister in and didn't tell her sister.
Twins, yeah.
Yeah, she freaked out. She, I mean, like, and this one woman, she must have, an older woman,
started screaming in front of the home show. Oh my God, I watch you guys, you're the best. Screaming on the top of the house. Me and Brett wanted to get the duct tape out. She was screaming so loud. Scared us.
You know, and it's really a good feeling because it's like giving back. You know, they get to take pictures, they get to hang out, we, you know, sign autographs, t-shirts, the whole nine yards. We do a little seminar here and there. They learn about the show. They learn like some of the things that you're learning today. And with social media today's day and age, you know, it's so tremendous. You know, a picture is worth more than 1,000 words today's mm-hmm. day and age. So you just think about all the people that we have that come and they take these pictures and they go to social media and they're posting like, oh my God, these guys are the greatest. We had such a great day with them. It makes us in other people's eyes feel better where people sure. are going to watch the show longer. And we want this thing to continue. I mean, this is our career.
Do you have like crazy fans that'll come? Do you remember in episode 117 when you had the Dipsy fish? Like, do you have like?
I got something better. Tell them about they freeze the video. Tell them about that one.
The back door.
Yeah, the back door.
I guess after the first year in, we were doing some stuff in the back and with Redneck. Maybe it could have been with him with the bus. But on the back door, it says emergency, you know, on our building, it says emergency, you know, call Wade, and it has my cell number.
Mm-hmm. On the
the back door.
Of your building.
Correct. Right. Now you're talking about
of the Vegas.
Sign,
okay.
Like this big on the back door.
Very small.
Very yeah. small.
Within, you know, it only showed it for a second, but they freezed it, and I got thousands of calls. Thousands.
They blew it up, thousands. And they found his number, and then they posted it online.
Now, We're in, you know, all these different countries. We're yeah. in 190 countries.
Yeah.
So people are calling from all over the world.
Oh, my
all
gosh.
Different hours. And that's my, you know, it's the cell phone.
Right.
You know, my kids have it. It's for the family. It's for the business. It's hard to turn it off.
Yeah.
So I'm getting calls 3 o'clock in the morning from Japan. I'm getting from Hong Kong. I'm getting from Korea. I'm all over the world.
I was at a Paul McCartney show a couple years ago in Orlando. And a friend of mine was there. And he had DM'd me, you know, on Twitter. You can private message. Thing is, my tweets come up on as a text as well under Twitter, and they'll say this. So I DM'd him back. Hey, dude, just give me a call, and we'll meet up with you. By mistake, I didn't realize. I sent that to him. I'm watching the show. My phone keeps buzzing. Bzz, bzz, bzz. What the hell's going on? I look. I've got like 500 texts and 200 calls. It won't stop ringing. I finally get a text from a friend of mine. Goes, dude, you just posted your phone number on Twitter. By mistake, instead of DMing him, I posted it on Twitter. That was it. But what I did is I just never answered. Never answered any call that I didn't know. And then the next day was 400 texts. And the next day was 300. And finally just went away. So if you want to keep the same number, just ignore everybody that's calling you. Yeah. And they'll eventually just leave you alone. You know what I mean? Yeah. But you get those crazy fans. Do you have a name for your fans?
Nah.
We'll call them.
Oh, yeah. Tankies. They're called tankers.
Oh, tankers.
Yeah, they're called tankers.
I was going to say tankies like Trekkies.
Tankers. Right?
What do your kids think about you guys and your show?
You know,
sometimes they're embarrassed by it and sometimes they're not.
My kids don't even really watch it much.
I'm the same with my kids. Are the same. Barely watch anything I do.
I guess in school, whatever, they try to keep low key with it. And I guess if they want to go to like Disney and cut the line. Oh, then they use. You know,
so then like, they're big
know,
fans
so
of
it's
it.
One way one and one way another, you know. But I think, you know, they watch it once in a while, you know.
My dad played for the Rangers in 70 to 75. We spoke about that.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was a kid in school, I was like, your dad's a hockey player. How cool is that? And I never really thought anything about it. It's just my dad.
Yeah.
No big deal. Now, look back and watch all that stuff on YouTube or whatever. Look at the old footage. It's like, this is pretty damn cool, man.
It's funny because my kid, you know, your kids, they look at you as dad. They don't look at you as this famous thing, but their friends come to the house.
Yeah.
And then their friends are like, dude, we love your dad. Yeah, your dad's the funniest. Right. They're like, dude, it's just my dad. My dad's annoying. You know,
Then you become cool though, because then the friends think they're cool because of you guys.
Right. Absolutely. And it's just that's a good feeling for the kids. You know, they all know who we are. And then the kids use it when, like he said, they use it when they want to use it.
Yeah. Do you guys, I was going to ask you before talking about wrestling and stuff like that. Are you a fan too, Wade, or is it mostly just Brett?
It's more Brett. I watched it here and there, not as much, you know. So,
but when you were a kid, you used to go to the Garden.
Oh,
tell
my
us
God.
About some of those memories that you had.
It's just crazy. You know, my mom worked for Harry M. Stevens, and Harry M. Stevens was the concession broker for Madison Square Garden. I'm sure they probably still are. And my dad and mom used to get us amazing tickets for wrestling. And that was when wrestling was only once a month at Madison Square,
at
the Garden. That was like the only show literally in the country at the time. It was the WWF at the time.
Yeah.
And I used to watch Bob Backlund and Killer Khan. And I'll never forget, you know, we sat in the first row ringside pretty much all the time. And one day Killer Khan got thrown off the rope and he got chest slapped. and he spit on my dad. And I'm not talking just a spit, but an actual loogie. And it landed on my dad. And my dad was like, I will never forget that day. And you even talk to my dad today and go, Dad, what happened with Killer Khan? And he'll be like, damn, he spit on me. And, you know, I just remember those days and, you know, going back. And even when Hulk Hogan had come out and he wasn't first with the WWE.
Yeah.
And he came out and he was, you know, with one of the other wrestling syndicates. I don't remember which one
AWA
it was.
AWA was yeah, one AW, that he was A, in.
Right,
yeah.
AWA. And then when he came in, you know, he became really famous, I think, when he was, the you know, Thunderlips, yeah, when the 3, movie yeah. came out. That's when he pretty much, you know, became famous. And I remember back then, and Hulk Hogan had many good experiences with the Hulkster, believe it or not. Actually ran into him a bunch of times in the city. Yeah. We ran into him in Florida at his place, but at the China Club in New York City. I used to frequent the China Club on Monday nights. And we used to run into the Hulks all the time on there. A couple of Dean Malenko and a couple of the other guys, they all used to go. Oh, yeah. They all used to go out and they used to party.
Didn't you drink out of the Stanley Cup there one night too?
I drank out of the Stanley Cup when the Rangers. So
94?
Yeah, then I believe it was 90.
So you're just like, a dude hanging around.
Right.
You don't got no tank then.
No, I had nothing then, except I did have pull at the China Club. I used to go there, and my friend was the bouncer there, and we used to go there all the time. Most people know that Monday nights back in the 90s, the China Club was the spot. If you didn't know somebody, you weren't getting in. At any given time, you could see Michael Jordan. You'd see Ahmad Rashad, Stallone. I mean, you'd see them all there. Well, one day when the Rangers won the Stanley Cup, I walk in and my buddy's like, hey, I got a surprise for you. I'm like, why? He's like, no, just come with me. He goes, just don't worry about it. I got it. I walk over and there's the Stanley Cup sitting on the table and they're filling it with champagne and they're getting ready to lift it up and drink it. And my buddy goes, yo, this is my cousin right here. He needs a sip. And they passed it right over and I actually taken sips out of the Stanley Cup.
That was pretty cool.
That was pretty
awesome. Does it taste tinny or does it taste like mother's milk?
You know what?
The whole team got sick after that.
Yeah.
There's a raging case of herpes. I don't know what happened.
A raging case. But, you know, that's been a great experience. But wrestling, you know, it's been a part of my life growing up. I mean, literally, I'm 47 now. Since I'm 5.
Yeah.
And I still watch it today. Not as much as I did. But like I said, we saw you. We went to Money. When you're in Vegas, we always go. We went to Money in the Bank.
Signed something for your kids, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, you signed up for my son at WrestleMania. We saw you backstage. And he got the belt buckles off the actual championship belt from WrestleMania. And then you signed the box for him.
See, that's cool because – and you get this in a roundabout way. We talked about earlier about doing this with my son, with Ash. We go swimming in that tank. And then, you know, like when you can do something for your kids – like for us, we're never jaded. But it's cool. It's another great experience. But when your kids get to experience that, you know, get their belt buckle signed or go swimming in the tank for the show, that's where the real joy comes in. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's totally agree. I mean, there's nothing that gives a parent, you know, more joy than seeing, you know, smiles from the kids.
Right.
I mean, you know, yesterday, seriously, I mean, being a dad and, you know, having your son, and like I said, I just met your son, and obviously he's being a huge fan of us and knowing what he does. To watch him with that grin and just to see the smile and see the happiness, you know, hooking him up with Captain Tim.
Captain Tim yeah.
Showing him the pictures, you know, now knowing that you guys can go back there, knowing that we did that for you and your son and you guys are going to be – that makes us feel really good.
Yeah,
it's extremely special to do stuff like that.
No, it's very important. We're getting last few questions. Do you guys have fish tanks at your house?
Yeah, absolutely. Wade has a 1,500 and I got a 700.
Are they the best ones ever?
You know, I don't know. You know what it is? I wouldn't say they're the best ones ever. You know, a lot of people don't think about putting an aquarium in first. It's like an afterthought. So you have to find a certain area, and sometimes there's challenges. Like Brett wanted, you know, his is more towards the kitchen area. He built his flush in the wall like a pitcher mount. Mine was a divider, you know, and I didn't have power in the area, and I had to put the filters up on the roof. It was a challenge, you know. Everything's a challenge, you know. And I did he did Atlantis theme. I did a New York City, Brooklyn Bridge theme with the scenery, the skyline.
That's great.
And you know what? Everybody does their thing, you know. And the main thing is now is you want to make sure the fish are healthy. You got taken care of. It's a little tough. You know, accessibility is tough. And, you know, this year, hopefully, we'll have a little pond spin off. He's going to do one in his backyard. I'm going to do one in my backyard.
A show about ponds?
Yeah, well, koi and stuff like
it'll
that.
It'll still be tank, but it'll be a – we'll be building a pond.
Gotcha.
Each one of us will
special
do a pond.
Special episode,
right? Yeah, something like that, which is cool.
What's your favorite type of fish?
Mine's the octopus.
Octopus.
Why is that?
So I could slap you 8 times at once.
So mine's the clown trigger.
Why is that?
It's because I'm kind of a funny clown and I'm a little bit aggressive. So, you know.
There you go. That's perfect. Is there a wish list of celebs that you would love to go do?
Maybe you can help us out because there's definitely one guy that we really want to get. We really want to do The Rock.
The Rock. Oh, yeah.
The Rock's the man, dude. I'm a big fan of The Rock. That's one of our favorites. We'd love to do one for him. The White House. We'd love to put a tank in the White House. That'd be kind of cool. I think, you know, the first ever.
Yeah.
You know, I think we got
might
the man.
Have a chance now.
I was going to say we might have a chance
now.
It's
all about showbiz. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Never know. Reality show in the White House with Trump, you know, on tank.
Yeah, totally. It fits. It fits for sure. How about you, Wade?
Well, you know, the White House was always mine, so we always said that.
You always say Zuckerberg?
Yeah.
Facebook?
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg?
You know, if they love the aquarium more, I'd rather, you know, do it more for that type of person.
Want good experiences and good shows.
You know, I also like to change someone that never really had one and doing crazy for them too, you know. We do SeaWorlds. We do zoos. We do exhibits.
Huge
tanks.
Yeah,
so it's not only just the home aquariums. Mm-hmm. You know, we do all the big show aquariums too, and a lot of people don't get to see those. We do pools with acrylic bottoms and walls. So, you know, Brett was saying, oh, do something for the White House. Come on, man. That's incredible for us.
That's crazy.
And, you know, do all the military. You know, I collect a lot of patches. So, you know, not only for just, you know, the Army, the Navy, you know, the Marines, you know, you got EMS, you got fire department, police. I got over 8,000 patches. Just imagine doing a tank just for our service that, you know, supports our world and stuff and do a world tank or something. That'd be incredible.
Those make great shows as well. What a great thing.
Feel-good shows. You know, those are always good. You can't do tons of them because, you know, just sometimes as much, but at the end of the day, we try to do at least one every 3 or 4 episodes. We try to do at least a really good feel-good show.
You know what I like the one too? He's funny. Kevin Smith.
Yeah,
he'd be a blast to do one for
us. Yeah.
Dude, I know Kevin Smith. I can ask him.
No, we're doing it already.
Oh, you're doing it?
Oh, he's next one up.
Oh, great.
Yeah, a couple weeks. He's next one
awesome.
Up.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're doing
it. Tell him.
Who was in Ride Along? Who was that?
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart too.
Kevin Hart.
He'd be funny.
Tell Kevin Smith I said you should do a Degrassi themed tank.
Okay.
Degrassi is his favorite show from Canada. Degrassi High School.
Okay.
Yeah, he needs a Degrassi themed tank.
We're going to let him know. We're going to see Kevin in, like I said, in a couple weeks.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, you have to tell him. I was just talking to him a couple days ago.
That's awesome.
A couple days ago. What's been your highest rated show? Is the one that stood out the highest
one? The highest rated show, I believe so far the highest rated show was either Shaq. Roman. It was Shaq. I think Shaq or Tracy was up there, the highest rated show.
Well, fingers crossed for the Jericho one.
That's I'm thinking the way things are going, you might be the lead open for season. You might be the lead open for season seven.
Perfect. Last question: what's your favorite tank that you ever built? If you had to pick one,
you know what? Well, it's not just one. I can't say that. All the ones we do on the show. You know why? Because we get to see the client's reaction. We send out so many aquariums, Chris, that we never ever get to see the client. Like they just maybe a thank you card or an email that says, "Hey, we got the tank. Thank you." But to see the joy that we bring to people's households and to see the smiles of families, like you haven't seen your tank yet.
I haven't.
So you've seen a paper. You've seen a piece of paper.
And I barely even looked. Yeah, you see it on a paper. You don't even really know.
So today, when you walk in and you see your aquarium and you that joy that you're going to have and your kids are going to have, the smiles, that's what makes waiting.
You know what it's like that I'm excited about? It's like Christmas morning. We put presents up for our kids, right? Spoiler alert. We put presents up for our kids. And we know what's out there, but I always say, like, you guys don't get up until I'm there first. And then you see them walk out and that, oh, my gosh, like today is like Christmas morning for me. I don't have a clue other than I saw it at the Vegas shop, the different angles and kind of the background. But it doesn't really look like anything. You know, it's like a plastic thing with some colors on it.
Right.
Super excited to see the overall extravaganza.
I think to the question, what's your favorite tank? I can probably say is, you know, I don't think we built so many of them. We love so many. I don't think we built the favorite yet.
Your best work is to come.
I think we're still going to do it.
That's great, man.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe today or the Kevin Smith Degrassi High School tank.
You never know.
Whatever. Guys, it's been great. We're super excited about this, and I think we're almost time to start doing some more shots.
Yeah, awesome, man. Thanks for having us. Yeah,
thanks, guys.
No, we appreciate it.
Here we go.
Beautiful. Let's roll.
All right, the new season of Tank premieres on Animal Planet this Friday, April 21st at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. And on the premiere episode of the season, it is the Tank of Jericho. You can see Wade and Brett come into my house. Also, Kevin Smith's house, Talk is Jericho alumni. They did a custom tank for him, too. But my custom tank really is called the Tank of Jericho. You're going to see it. It's kind of got a list motif, but it's been replaced by the Tank of Jericho instead of the list of Jericho. It's got a Jericho light. light-up jacket inside of it. The coral reef is amazing, and there's so many types of fish. There's like 30 fish in this tank. It looks great. It's so calming. It's fun just to sit in front of and enjoy. You guys are going to love this episode. We have a lot of fun. We bust a lot of balls. My kids are stars, as you'll see. So check that out on Friday, this Friday, April 21st at 10 p.m. Eastern on Animal Planet. The Tank of Jericho, man. Swim around. And speaking of swimming, this has nothing to do with swimming. We're talking about singing because we're just a few weeks away from the kickoff of the Fozzy Judas Rising Tour with King and Sons of Texas coming along for most of the dates. You can get all tickets at FozzyRock.com. All VIP information. Come meet me and the rest of the band. You'll have a private sound check, a little mini concert, photos, pictures, autographs, everything you want. Go to FozzyRock.com for all VIP information. And we're coming to your town starting on May 5th, Lunatic Luau, Virginia Beach, 6, Canton, Georgia, 7, Charlotte at Carolina Rebellion, 9, Knoxville, 10, Louisville, 11, Milwaukee, 12, Green Bay, 14, Northern Invasion, that's on Somerset, Wisconsin, 16 in Pittsburgh, 17, Lancaster, PA, 18, Pechaug, New York, 19, Asbury Park, 20 is Winchester, Virginia, 23, The Machine Shop in Flint, Michigan. Joliet, the 24th. Fubar on the 25th. We also got a show on the 21st in Morgantown, Virginia. And then we got Rocklahoma in Pryor, Oklahoma on the 26th. River City Rockfest, 27th in San Antonio. And BFD in Dallas on the 28th. That is the beginning of the Judas Rising Tour. Then we're headed across the pond to do the Download Festival on June 11th. I'm hosting the Metal Hammer Awards on June 12th in London. June 13th. At the Crawford Arms in Milton Keynes, and there might be a secret gig somewhere else in England on the 14th, maybe. Once again, FozzyRock.com for all information. And also, don't forget about the Words of Jericho. Listen in, man. Two shows I'm doing, spoken word shows in Ireland, June 7th at the Mandela Hall in Belfast. That one is completely sold out. Sorry, no more tickets available. June 8th at Vicar Street in Dublin. It was sold out. We added a couple hundred more seats. There's still a few tickets available, but they're selling out quick. So go to Ticketmaster.ie to grab one of the remaining few. And with that, I think it's time to hear some headlines with my favorite group of idiots and yours, Team Tiger Awesome.
This is the news with Team Tiger Awesome. Scientists revealed last week Saturn's moon Encladus is home to liquid water and chemical energy, raising the moon's potential for supporting life from nope, too icy, all the way to I bet rich folks have already bought the coolest places. Also discovered on Encladus were the basic necessities of life: carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, a Netflix subscription, and two Starbucks in locations of differing convenience. And finally, in the world of podcasting, a local comedy news writer only found one story he felt like making fun of this week. Authorities are warning listeners the third segment of the news will be too meta. For more dangerously useful news, listen to the Team Tiger Awesome Show every Sunday on Podcast One, right here on the Jericho Network.
So tell me again why you haven't subscribed to the Team Tiger Awesome Show at Apple Podcasts. I mean, come on, with news like that and the hilarious fake come out of shows, you should be getting that podcast every Sunday like clockwork. Go hit subscribe button at Apple Podcasts. Leave a rating and review while you're there. Also, check out The Raven Effect. This week, Billy Corgan is on. Raven's really coming into his own. He's a great podcaster, but you never know where his mind is going to wander. It's worth checking out. It's very, very funny. If you haven't heard it yet, go check out The Raven Effect. And if you're into rock and roll, listen to Rock Talk with Mitch LaFon. Slowly but surely, out of nowhere, Mitch has amassed a great collection of interviews in his first few weeks, including Andy Summers from The Police, Ricky Rocket from Poison, Dave Ellefson from Megadeth, and this week, Richard Marx. I mean, who would think that? Richard Marx is on the show, and Bumblefoot as well, a former Guns N' Roses guitar player. So go check that out with Rock Talk with Mitch LaFon, and go hit subscribe and stars to all the shows in the Jericho Network. Killing the Town with Storm and Cyrus on Tuesday. Beyond the Darkness Monday through Friday. They got a great show about the Paul is Dead controversy. I'm going to piggyback with them and get a show on that as well. They got a great tale about Lizzie Borden, one of the most famous murderers in United States history. A Raven Effect every Monday. And, of course, the flagship show, Keep It 100 with Conan, every Thursday, one of my favorites of the week. Doing it all for you.
on the Jericho Network. And thank you for leaving reviews on Talk is Jericho itself on iTunes. We're over 1,500 right now. I want that up to 2,000. So please go to iTunes and review Talk is Jericho and give it a star rating. I love it. Let me give you one last shout out to all the great Talk is Jericho sponsors. Once again, you find them all at Podcast One. Just click on the Killer Deals button at the top of the page, then hit the Talk is Jericho button. Go to Saks.com, SaksUnderwear.com/Jericho. Get 20% off your first underwear purchase. ddpyoga.com/Jericho. Get 30% off the DDP Yoga app and all DDPY merch. Blue Apron, go to blueapron.com/Jericho to get your first three meals for free with free shipping. Don't forget about geico.com, Little Caesars. So much great stuff happening, and I appreciate it. And don't forget about Amazon. You're making your purchase either Amazon UK, Amazon USA, Amazon Canada. When you buy something on Amazon, Amazon will kick back a couple bucks to this show to keep us rolling and keep us rocking. So thank you so much for listening. Keep listening to the 60-second AP News headlines coming up next. And coming up on Friday, we got Rico Constantino. Remember Rico? He was the manager of Billy and Chuck. He was the manager of 3 Minute Warning. He was a character from the mid-2000s. He's done it all. He used to work for Benny Hinn. He's a Las Vegas cop. And I went to his house to hang out with him and have a chance to talk with Rico. And also, too, as a side note, I just mentioned 3 Minute Warning. Sad to hear the passing of Matt Anoa'i, who played Rosie. He was Hurricane's partner. He was in 3 Minute Warning with Jamal, who also passed away. That was Eddie Fatu, a.k.a. Umaga. So my condolences go out to Matt Anoa'i, who was the brother of Roman Reigns. So condolences go out to Matt, and condolences go out to Roman Reigns, my good friend, my brother. So say a prayer for the Anoa'i family. Say a prayer for Matt as well. He was a great guy, and hadn't seen him in years, but I was just talking about him the other day. We had a show in Cincinnati, and I was asking Roman if Matt still lived up there. He did not. He used to live in Cincinnati. I think the last time I saw him was in Cincinnati, but a kind-hearted guy. I don't remember working with him too much, but a fun guy, a nice guy. So my condolences and my prayers go out to him and to his family. So once again, say a prayer for Matt tonight, and we'll see you on Friday with Rico Constantino. And in the meantime and in between time, stay hard, stay hungry, peace, love, and hugs. Big yeah, boy. Stay safe, and we'll see you on Friday.
You can download new episodes of Talk is Jericho every Wednesday and Friday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.